This episode, or I guess the subject of this episode, was sent to me by my mother-in-law, Miss Janie.
Yay! Thank you, Miss Janie.
Thank you. She finds some really crazy stories out there.
Well, there's lots of them to be found, I think.
Yeah, I guess.
But she's good at weeding them out.
She is. She sends me the ones that she thinks would be interesting for the podcast.
We love you, Miss Janie.
We love you. And we're pretty sure you're the best mother-in-law. She listens to our podcast.
Of course she does.
Yeah. So,
because it's amazing.
Hey, Miss Janie. I know that I love a beach vacation. Mm-hmm. I like going to the beach and doing absolutely nothing but playing in the sand and water with the boys. It's nice to get away for a little bit and just do nothing and relax.
Yes.
And I know you like to travel. Mm-hmm. Aren't you going somewhere soon, you bitch, that I really want to go to?
Switzerland?
Yes, that's it.
Yes, Switzerland, Italy, France.
Yes, you are my world traveler.
I am.
I shall live vicariously through you.
I shall pack you in my bag.
So now I feel like this is common knowledge, but because of the case I'm going to tell you today, maybe I give humankind too much credit.
Oh.
Well, at least I give Crystal Candelario too much credit.
Oh, gosh.
I do not believe she has common sense. Mm-mm. And she doesn't give a shit about anybody but herself.
So, I feel like this is going to be a bad one.
This is going to be a bad one. I guess this is a trigger warning. This one's got child murder in it.
Oh, damn.
And child neglect. And it really, really fired me up when I was researching this. Like, you can see I have a nice little rant at the end of this episode.
You can tell that's how Brandy gets fired up whenever she starts ranting.
Yes.
All right. Oh, boy. Okay.
So let's travel on over to Cleveland, Ohio.
All right.
Circa June 2023. I really wanted to use that word.
One day she'll be in the lands where she will pronounce those words freely without people looking at her like she's crazy.
All right, we're going to discuss the case of Crystal Candelario today. At the time of the crime, Crystal was a 32-year-old single mother with two daughters. Her oldest daughter was 7, and her younger daughter, Jalen, was 16 months old.
That's such a cute age, too.
That is. Starting to get into everything. Mm-hmm. And the three of them lived in Cleveland, Ohio with Crystal's parents. And in June of 2023, Crystal's mother and father went on vacation, and they brought Crystal's 7-year-old daughter with them.
Where's the dad?
Well, I'm not sure who the father is of her oldest daughter, but the father of her youngest daughter is from Ecuador.
Oh, okay.
They met on Facebook. They met in person, and she came back ready to have a baby.
Were they on your show?
No, they actually weren't. I actually went back and looked because it reminded me of one of the couples 90 Day Fiancé. Mm-hmm. Except this mom was really good and she kept the baby and she treated it well. Whereas this mom is not.
Uh-oh.
But I really did, because they have had some 90 Day people that, like, legal reports come out after it. Like, they beat their wives and, crazy stuff.
It's crazy that they don't do background checks before they put them on.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think that they would. I'm not saying they don't.
I would hope that they would, but I'm pretty sure they don't, because this guy, when I just typed in his name, all kind of stuff popped up, and it was like,
you didn't see this? I just Googled?
Yeah. TLC, you don't even know how to use Google.
Yeah.
So, the father was in Ecuador, and he had actually never met Jalen in person, but they video chatted, and he tried to, like, stay in her life, but he couldn't get a visa to come to the U.S., so...
So he really wanted to be a part of the baby's life.
He just couldn't.
Immigration requirements.
Yes.
Could not
come on over. On June 6th, Crystal decided that she needed a vacation too. Crystal packed her bags for a 10-day vacation. And she started off by heading to Detroit, Michigan. And from there, Crystal and her boyfriend, who was not the father of her daughters, flew to Puerto Rico for a romantic and relaxing beach vacation. So her current boyfriend asked who was watching Jalen, and Crystal told him that Jalen was with her ex, her dad.
In Ecuador?
Yeah, well...
She told him this?
I'm assuming he didn't know that the dad is in Ecuador.
Yeah.
Because that would have been the first thing, like, so you put your 16-month-old daughter on a plane and just shipped her overseas, like...
But how could he not know? Because if they're boyfriend and girlfriend and he knows about Jalen and he's concerned enough to ask about her, seems like he would know that Jalen's dad was in Ecuador.
Yeah, yeah.
There's really no way that he couldn't have known that.
Yeah, now that I think about it.
Just in passing conversation.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And then Crystal told Jalen's dad that she was staying with her parents while Crystal went on vacation.
Oh, okay.
So everybody thinks that somebody is watching the
baby. Somebody else got the baby.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you didn't catch that, different people were told different stories of who was watching her 16-month-old daughter.
Did her parents know anything or that she was leaving?
No. Whenever her parents and her daughter left, she told them, have a good trip and not to worry about her and Jalen. They were going to be fine.
Okay. So the parents don't know that she's going anywhere. She told the father of Jalen in Ecuador that Jalen went with her parents on vacation. And she told her new boyfriend that Jalen was in Ecuador. Why wouldn't you just say they were with the parents? Or maybe he knew.
Yeah, he might have known that they left. I'm not really sure. Hmm. In reality, Jalen was home alone watching herself. Hmm. Crystal thought it was acceptable to put Jalen in her pack and play with several bottles of milk and water and head out to enjoy her life. Jalen was left like this alone for 10 days.
Oh, 16-month-old?
16-month-old in a pack and play with bottles of milk and water. Now, milk expires pretty quickly if you keep it out of the fridge. And
I got goosebumps.
Yeah, like this story really makes me mad. Like
10 days.
Yeah. From June 6th through June 16th, Crystal was living up her child-free life in Detroit and Puerto Rico.
Oh my God.
When Crystal arrived
home. What is wrong with people? I've said it before. They will let you leave the hospital with a newborn baby. Not giving you any instructions, there's no instruction manual with a baby.
No, I looked.
But you can go, you have to go through all kind of credit checks and background checks and everything just to buy a car.
Yeah.
But no, here's a baby. Go take it.
You're fine.
You're
it popped
fine.
On out of you. You're good. You should have motherly instincts, right?
Oh, sickening.
Yeah, I don't understand this. And as I get farther along, you're really going to be mad because I don't understand why Child Protective Services was never called in to investigate Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
When Crystal arrived home from her vacay, she found Jalen unresponsive in her playpen.
You think?
She called 911, and in the 911 call, Crystal is crying and saying, please, I need help. Please, please help me. My daughter is dying. Also told them her baby was unresponsive and she needed help. After this phone call, she cleaned Jalen's body and dressed her in a clean outfit before the first responders arrived. Now, in my opinion, that's trying to cover up what you did because you know you were wrong.
Absolutely.
And I mean, you bathed your baby's corpse because she was disgusting, like because you left her.
Yeah.
But when first responders got there, they noticed that there was dirt under Jalen's fingernails and around her mouth.
Dirt?
Yeah. And they assumed that may have had something to do with her death. Like maybe she was putting dirt in her mouth or something and choked. However, it was not dirt under her nails and in and around her mouth. It was feces.
I knew it. Oh, poor baby.
The baby was eating her own poop to try and stay alive.
Oh, God.
This pisses me off. So much.
That's
could you imagine a baby being left alone for 10 days?
Mm-mm.
I couldn't leave my... I don't even like to leave my kids alone when I have to go to work.
Why? She didn't have any neighbors?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because it gets worse.
All right.
Unfortunately, Jalen was pronounced dead at the scene. The police and first responders noticed a pack and play with a soiled liner and soiled blankets covered in urine and feces.
Oh, God.
Crystal was arrested on June 17th, and police began their investigation. When Jalen was found, she was emaciated, with sunken eyes, dry lips, and fecal matter in her mouth and fingernails.
Oh my gosh.
She weighed 7 pounds less than she had at her last doctor's visit 2 months earlier.
Oh.
The toddler's remains were sent to the county medical examiner's office for an autopsy and further examination. The medical examiner determined the child had been left alone and unattended for approximately 10 days and subsequently died.
Oh, poor baby.
Officials said her cause of death was starvation and dehydration. That's got to be a terrible way to die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
While the investigation was underway, police found that Crystal was far from being a good mother. They discovered she was probably one of the worst parents out there.
Oh.
And I do not understand how she was allowed to keep this baby. And maybe it had something to do with her living with her parents, so they thought the parents would help out, but it doesn't sound like the parents were always there. Because,
and what about the 7-year-old? Was she well taken care of?
Apparently, like, there's nothing out there saying that she mistreated the 7-year-old, just the baby. And there's mm-hmm. a lot of times that it's just Crystal and the baby in the apartment or the house,
mm-hmm.
and the parents and the daughter are gone for days or weeks at a time. So I'm kind of wondering if, like, they kind of stay with her sometimes mm-hmm. to help out, but they actually have their own house and they have the 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So Jalen really should have been taken from Crystal and given to adults that could take care of her and give her the love and attention she deserved.
Absolutely.
While conducting the investigation, police spoke with several of Crystal's neighbors to get a better understanding of the relationship Crystal had with Jalen. And I don't think that these cops were expecting what they were told.
Uh-oh.
Neighbors informed investigators that Crystal was known as an absentee mother. Neighbors stated that in August of 2022, Candelario dropped Jalen off at her apartments and asked if they could watch the child for a weekend. The neighbors agreed to keep Jalen for the weekend and Crystal took off. However, Crystal is unable to properly tell time, and they said that she left Jalen with them for approximately 6 weeks.
Brandy.
Yeah.
Who does that?
I'm sorry, after the weekend, I would be calling Child Protective Services.
Yes.
Like, the mom abandoned the baby. She's gone.
For 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
I'd be going crazy.
Yeah. Well, then.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I mean, really long weekend. I wish I had 6-week weekend.
Really long weekend.
Really long. During this time, her neighbor that had Jalen was trying to call and get a hold of Crystal. And Crystal would either refuse to answer her phone or give excuses about why she was unable to get her baby.
Okay. Well, at least they were in contact with her.
Yeah.
I mean,
off and on they
sometimes.
Were. Yeah. But she wasn't at her home. They don't know where she was.
But they knew she was alive. Because
yeah.
I'm thinking also, you got a baby for 6 weeks and the mother doesn't call or check on the baby. And if you can't get a hold of her, I'm thinking she's dead somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't think she was calling to check on the baby. I think the neighbor was calling to be like, where the hell are you at?
Right.
And the neighbor also told investigators that she was calling Crystal saying, hey, I need milk or I need money to buy milk. I don't have money to buy milk for your baby.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to do? Crystal didn't have an answer for it. Just keep the kid. It's fine. Like,
wow.
Yeah. Like, okay. CPS.
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah. They exist for a reason.
So the neighbor claims that Crystal eventually picked up Jalen after about 6 weeks. And the woman told investigators that they wish she would have left the baby with them instead of just abandoning her alone.
Can you imagine how bad they feel?
Oh, yeah.
And she probably wouldn't leave him with them again because she had already done it.
Yeah, she already did it for 6 weeks. And she's like, God, they're probably going to tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Neighbors also told investigators that this wasn't the first time Jalen had been left alone by her mother.
Oh, no.
They informed investigators that earlier that year, Jalen had been left home alone for at least 2 days.
Oh, my. Jeez.
Why was nobody called? The police. Child Protective Services. This is clearly an unsafe environment.
Yeah, that's not okay.
These are two things that have happened that are major before this child is killed,
mm-hmm.
and nobody knew about this except for her neighbors. Pick up the freaking phone.
Mm-mm.
It seems like everyone knew what was going on and no one did anything about it.
Mm-mm.
And to make it worse, if this bitch really did live with her mom and dad, they were allowing her to treat this baby like that.
Why do you say that?
because they had to know that they didn't have the child and Crystal didn't have the kid for 6 weeks. You're telling me they didn't know for 6 weeks that her baby was not with her? She doesn't sound like the most stable person, so I would assume that her parents had to know something was going on, and they just put it up to mental illness.
I mean, if she was gone for 10 days on vacation and her parents were gone with the 7-year-old and still weren't back, maybe, do they have a vacation home somewhere that they were frequently out of town, or?
I'm not positive because, I mean, they left before she left, and they didn't get back until after she got back, so they were on a really long vacation. I'm assuming that they probably have a camp or a vacation house somewhere. And maybe they're retired, and so they just spend a lot of time there.
Did she leave the 7-year-old and the baby alone?
No, it was always just the baby. It seemed like she was at least a decent mom to her 7-year-old, or maybe the 7-year-old was actually living with her parents.
Maybe, yeah.
And she kind of, maybe they couldn't handle the baby. I don't know.
That she didn't live with her parents, maybe, but she did.
Yeah, well, it said in a couple different articles that she lived with her parents. But I'm thinking that maybe the parents would come and stay every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Because with her not, I mean, they had to be home in 6 weeks' time. Like, there's no way they were going
absolutely.
For 6 full weeks. Yeah. And then another weekend that they were gone and she just happened to leave the kid at home.
I think she had her own apartment with the baby. And the 7-year-old probably lived with her mom and dad.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the 7-year-old lived with her mom and dad.
If they're taking a 7-year-old on vacation and everything, they're not the kind of grandparents that would allow stuff like this to go on, I don't think.
Yeah,
I don't know, but
for a 7-year-old to go on vacation for that long with their grandparents, she's got to be extremely comfortable with them and used to being around them and not around her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know even now if my kids went somewhere,
I want to come home.
There is no way they'd be going for 10 days. I would have to go pick them up before they got all the way wherever they were going.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to get my granddaughter to stay one night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want their mama.
Yeah.
You ready to be really pissed off?
No, I'm not.
Crystal's neighbors heard Jalen crying and screaming for close to a week and did nothing.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Yeah, like, this is kind of where I start to go off because I am just baffled by humankind right now. I understand people don't want to get involved, but call the cops anonymously.
Some situations you should not get yourself involved in. This is not one
of
those.
This is one where you clearly know mama ain't home and baby is screaming and crying 24 hours a day for 7 days.
Oh, God. Goosebumps again.
Yep. And there are Ring doorbell videos posted online, and you can hear Jalen crying in these videos.
Sweet baby.
So she was crying so loud, and these houses were so close together that Ring doorbells picked it up.
Oh, no.
It was around 1 a.m. on the 7th day that Jalen was left alone that the last doorbell camera picked up her audio.
Oh, no.
After that, she is not heard again.
Oh, my God. On the 7th day?
7th day. So she lasted 7 days.
Oh. And dead for 3 whenever mom calls 911 and says she's not responsive. She's barely breathing.
Like, yeah. She's dying. No, she's already dead.
She's dying.
And she might have lived like a couple of days longer, but there was just no more screaming and crying.
Maybe she didn't have the energy. I hope she didn't last longer than 7 days. That's just drawing out the torture.
Yeah. Like, it hurts my heart that nobody was looking out for this kid.
Right.
And I don't know how Cleveland, Ohio is, but if they're anything like South Louisiana, we've got tons of keyboard warriors around here that are willing to spill their guts on social media, call anybody out on social media.
Oh, yeah.
But God forbid you get your ass up from your computer and go and do something about it in person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, were these people posting on Facebook, I think there's a child left alone. What should I do? I don't know. You're an adult. Go over there and break in the damn house and take that baby. Call the cops.
In case you didn't know, here's the rant.
Yeah, here's the rant. So,
Society
in general, not everyone, but keyboard warriors that air their problems and issues on social media, please do something in real life about it if it's actually something serious.
Yeah.
I just...
It doesn't go away after you post it.
No. Yeah. And it doesn't do anything but make other people mad or...
Yeah.
I'm so, like, this just blew my freaking mind.
Yeah.
And this case here is like, you heard that baby crying.
Yeah.
For seven days.
And didn't do anything.
Even if the mom was there and I heard a baby crying for even half a day, if I knew her, I'd walk over and be like, hey, is everything okay? If I didn't know her, I'd call the non-emergency line and say, hey, there's a baby that's been crying for 6 hours, 8 hours straight.
Right.
Not sure what's going on. Mom may or may not be there, but can you come and do a wellness check?
You know that this was out of the ordinary for them to hear the baby for 7 days. If that's what immediately came to their mind, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, for the past 7 days, we've heard the baby crying.
That just blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
If the mom is there and she's just like, oh, no, my baby's colicky. That's great. Mm-hmm. We know mom's there. We know why baby's crying. No harm
done. Or knock on the door.
Yeah.
Maybe the mom was inside laying on the floor in a coma. How do you know?
Yeah. Like, what if she died?
Yeah.
She slipped and fell in the bathtub and she's dead.
Right. You're going to leave. Oh,
yeah.
This is too much.
People saw on their doorbell cameras Crystal leaving with her bags.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw no video of her coming back for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about you, but when my cameras go off in my yard and they say vehicle, person, animal detected, whatever, I'm pulling it up because I want to see who it is, what it is. And you had to realize mom left without a baby. Baby's next door screaming and crying. Mom still hasn't come back on my video feed.
Right.
Something probably needs to be done for the baby.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a genius.
By any stretch.
By any stretch of the imagination.
We're not that smart.
And I don't have a lot of common sense. But this I have common sense about.
I think a small child would have more common sense.
Yeah. Yes. It comes out that the neighbors did know Crystal was gone, and they knew her parents were on vacation.
Oh, my God.
They knew that the baby was home alone.
Oh, they should be in jail, too.
I agree. Because that just...
They basically assisted in the murder.
Yeah. Everybody do better. Stand up for the people and the animals that can't stand up for themselves. If you don't want to get involved, anonymously call 911, Child Protective Services, a non-emergency number. There's tons of ways that you can call and not have to say who you are.
Exactly.
There you go. You did your part. You called. They're checking on it. That's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, cops go and check. It's nothing. Nothing bad. Great. Perfect.
Perfect.
Cops go and check. Mom's dead. Baby's starving to death. Thank God somebody called.
Thank God. Yeah.
But in this case... nobody was called, and something bad did happen.
Right. And that poor baby suffered.
Yes.
For at least seven days.
Like, I really hope she at least turned a light on in the house and it wasn't, like, pitch black at night.
I didn't even think about that. I can't. My mind can't go there.
Yeah. After she was arrested, Crystal tried to use the defense that she had depression and anxiety, and this is what caused her to leave her baby home alone.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents even backed her up and said she had been suffering from depression and anxiety, so she wasn't in the right state of mind. She had actually tried to unalive herself in January and February and was in a mental hospital for about 2 months before this.
2 months before this?
Yeah, well, like, this happened in June.
Okay.
And in January and February, she was in a... but I mean, it was like 4 months?
4 months.
Yeah, not...
So her parents allowed her to be with her kid alone?
Because they said that she never showed any anger or bad things towards her child.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, even if she's suicidal, again, she's got a young baby. If she kills herself, how long is the baby going to be by itself until somebody figures out something's wrong?
None of this makes any sense.
No. Like, the more I read into it, I was like, something's going to come up. No. No, nothing comes up. It's just...
sounds like a whole bunch of people who just don't give a shit.
Yeah. It's somebody else's problem. Everybody is pointing the finger at somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I suffer from depression and anxiety, and I would never leave my child alone.
No.
Let alone overnight, and especially not for 10 days.
No.
There is no way. And my kids are a lot older than 16 months old.
No. Sounds like a Casey Anthony thing.
Yeah. And like, if her parents thought that her condition was this bad, why didn't they take that baby from her and say, look, we have your 7-year-old. We're going to take Jalen when you're better.
Recover.
We'll get you back in and we'll mm-hmm. reintroduce the children to mm-hmm. you. But let's work on your issues first. Mm-hmm. But they didn't. Mm-mm. Crystal told the court that that's when my world fell apart. Not because maybe I was thinking about going to prison. Mm-hmm. That's the least important thing, because one is an adult and one can accept one's mistakes. I was in despair. I felt she could be saved. Things didn't have to happen that way because my daughter was doing well. I always took care of her. So in August of 22, you left her for 6 weeks. Then sometime between that 6-week period and June, you left her again for 2 days. And you weren't home for two of those months. So in less than a year, well, we got like August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. We got 11 months, month and a half. She didn't have the kid. Two months she was in there. So yeah. She had 6 months. Crystal made a plea agreement with prosecutors in February of 2024, and she pleaded guilty to aggravated murder and child endangerment in exchange for her guilty plea. Two murder counts and a felonious assault charge were dropped. During her hearing, Crystal stated, "There's so much pain that I have in regards to the loss of my baby, Jalen. I'm extremely hurt about everything that happened. I am not trying to justify my actions, but nobody knew how much I was suffering and what I was going through. God and my daughter have forgiven me. I am just baffled by this statement." Mm-mm. If her mental health was really this bad, why didn't she get help?
Because it would interfere with her beach time.
Yeah, like I saw pictures of her on vacation, and I know people can hide depression very well.
But if you can hide that, then you're not, that is totally different. Anxiety and depression will not make you leave your baby to go have fun on a beach.
She looks like she's having a good time on the beach.
Yeah, well, she probably was.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she was. And I think she's using her mental illness as an excuse. Mm-hmm. Because
if you were truly that depressed and had that much anxiety, you wouldn't leave your house.
No, and if you did have to leave, if it was like postpartum or something, mm-hmm. call your mom and dad. Call an aunt. Ask a neighbor. Like, look.
They would have known because she'd have had postpartum.
Yeah, like, listen, I can't handle this right now. I need help. Like, just tell somebody you need help. Mm-hmm. You can't be fixed if you don't get help.
Right.
I really like Crystal's attorney, because you can clearly see from some of the stuff he says mm-hmm. that he's just representing her for the money and he can't stand her and thinks she's a lying bitch.
Uh-oh.
He spoke during her hearing, and he said no one was trying to excuse Crystal's behavior, but that she had tried to harm herself in 2023 and was placed on antidepressants, which she stopped taking without tapering down dosage as required, which can cause side effects. And he said that Crystal was not thinking clearly. But
for 10 days.
In other statements, he was like, I really have no idea how this depression led to her abandoning her child and how nobody else noticed. And it was just like, damn. So when her sentencing, the Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Judge Brendan Sheehan summarized the tragedy and Crystal's behavior as a mother with a few sentences, telling her she committed the ultimate act of betrayal by leaving her baby terrified and alone.
Poor baby.
He also stated the bond between a mother and a child mm-hmm. is one of the most purest and most sacred bonds. Mm-hmm. It's a relationship built on love, trust, and unwavering protection. You committed the ultimate act of betrayal.
Oh.
Crystal was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Oof.
And if you or someone you know, or even someone you don't know, but you know something's going on, mm-hmm. there are child abuse numbers that you can call. They have child help National Child Abuse Hotline, and the number for that is 1-800-422-4453. Or you can go to www.childhelp.org. All calls are toll-free and confidential, and the hotline is available 24/7 in more than 170 languages.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. When I saw that, I was like, dang, I didn't know there was 170 languages.
Really?
Yeah, that's a lot.
I know.
But yeah, so anybody can call. Mm-hmm. This is nationwide. And just tell them what's going on. You don't have to say who you are. Be like, look, there's a child at this house.
Yeah.
I think something's going on. Please get somebody to check it.
Yes.
They don't ask your name. They don't ask nothing.
Because it could be trafficking. It could be child abuse. It could be.
Yeah. There's all kind of scary things that can happen to kids now.
Oh, so sick and sad.
So just be a better person. Be good people.
Like, yeah.
Do better.
Right.
Help other people. And so that's the end of this shitty story for today. I'm very sorry.
Thanks for being sorry. It doesn't take the shitty away, but that was so horrific. I cannot imagine as a mother.
Yeah, the whole time I was reading this, I was just like,
and a grandma.
There's no way. Like,
no.
If I don't hear my kids doing something within like 30 minutes and I know they're home, I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, what happened?
Yeah, where are they at?
Oops. Oh God, I sound like my sister.
Sorry, Sarah. Sorry. Okay. Sorry about this one. It was pretty depressing.
Yeah. I hope you come back next time. Maybe we'll have
some more depressing stories for you. Because really none of our stories are happy.
No, none of them have a happy ending.
God. We need something with a happy ending.
We do.
We're going to give it to you.
We're going to give it to you real hard.
Be prepared.
All right. Well, we will see y'all next week with another episode of Bitches Who Are
Unwed.